Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up the phone lines after the first break. We've been having free teleclasses. I've been guided once a month, usually on a Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. And so the third Tuesday of the month, we are going to be doing free teleclass. And you can listen to the other teleclasses that we've had. We've done, they're up on the website. So you could just go to the website, you put in the PIN number, the phone number, PIN number, and you can listen to it. And a lot of people are telling me they're using it as their energy maintenance. And I've been watching their energy fields, and it's just amazing. I could tell this, it's just a wonderful thing. They're really powerful attunements there. So you have the ability when you call up to just go toward the end and do the attunements, and many people are doing that. It's like part of their meditation. So that's a great way. You could put it down in MP3 for yourself. So you can listen to creating the new pathways to empower yourself. We did that in June. In July, we did one that was titled Moving Forward with Fear or with Grace and Ease. And so those are available, again, for free. We'll have the August information coming up in a couple of days, the dates, the times, and all that. It's usually the third Tuesday of the month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I do ask people that if you know that you're going to be busy or if you're on the East Coast and 5 o'clock isn't a good time for you, please don't take up a space time if you're going to call in later and listen to it, because there's a certain allowed, even though it's free, there's only a certain amount of spaces that the phone place allows. So you could listen to it later and not take up the space. And we usually have the numbers up within a couple of days, so you don't miss out on that. We also are doing the gold coin readings. They're very, very popular. And they're only $40 plus shipping and handling. And that's where you get a CD recording of where you have blocks with money in particular. And I tell you, I continue to be totally fascinated by every single one of these readings. Every single person holds blocks to blocking out money differently in their energy field. And it never ceases to just amaze me. Just we are amazing beings, the information we have in our energy field and the different things that we store and how we can store the blocks in particular with money. So we in the gold coin reading, not only do we talk about the theme of what you block with, but it's also a clearing. We were literally creating new narrow pathways. And then I give you an attunement, and I encourage you to work with it for the next 60 days after your reading. And so the homework goes back to you to continue to allow those pathways that were clear to open up for more balance. And, again, this is in particularly looking at the money piece. And so those are called the gold coin readings. The whole story of that is there's a newsletter on my website that you could read about, and it's kind of interesting. It was just my guides encouraged me to do this, and it was just fascinating me. So, and it really just tells us a lot about our themes as far as abundance, and it really helps, gives you a view of what you still could be holding on. So those are the gold coin readings. Again, only $40, lots of information. People have absolutely changed their life. I've had people that get tired that have been in holding patterns. I've had people that have had estates and held up for years. All of a sudden, they're not held up for years anymore. And it's not me doing it. It's just clearing the energy out and then having those energy patterns take care of itself. Everything is energy, and so there's always an energy solution, energetic solution for every sort of problem. So that's I'm really excited about being offering those. And we also have the monthly gatherings, and the next one is August 5th, this Friday, August 5th from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And that's for 2 hours. We gather around in a circle. You could do it on the phone or in person. And we talk about the energy shifts that are happening for the month and how to prepare for them. And then everybody there gets a mini reading, how they're handling the energy in particular. And then we do attunements to strengthen and clear what's coming up for this month in particular. And so you get the some extra tools for yourself. And so that is the gathering. We have dates. It's usually the first Friday of the month is when we do the gathering. And so we have the dates all the way up to December 2nd. It's kind of weird to talk about December, but it's August 1st this, today, so it's amazing. So we have that coming up, and the next Mini Light Stream Live is August 19th, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m., and that's where we have a small group, no more than 10 people, and we all either in person or on the phone, we meet, and every single person gets a reading. So if you're interested in that, and many people that are on the phone decide to stay on, if you do call in, we'll arrange where you could have your reading at a certain time, so you don't have to stay on for the whole time, for the 3 hours, but many people choose to because they can learn information from other people's readings. And many people stay in the group. I offer, if they're here in person, I offer like groups of people that come, friends that come, that they could leave, and they're like, oh, no, I want to stay around. I learn a lot. So those are the Mini Lightstream Lives, and we also have the mentorship program starting in September. And we're going to be offering it side by side, either for 3 months or 6 months. So you could join up 3 months or 6 months, and that's where we gather once a month, and we get into, it's like a step-by-step process. It's like a real PhD course, you could say, as far as changing your energy blueprints and how to navigate into this rebirthing process. And so that's the mentorship coming up in September. And again, you could join for either 3 months or 6 months. All the information is going to be coming up on the website this week. So that's what's going on. And as I said before, that is the first month of July. And the concentration in July is to really bring some more joy and peace into our hearts. We've been doing a lot of stretching, a lot of clearing, a lot of getting rid of old patterns. I was on the radio show Awake Now What last night with Rhonda Smith. And it's a 2-hour radio show from blog. And Rhonda and I were talking for the first hour, and then we go to phone calls, and many people were saying, because I was talking about many people having anxiety attacks and vertigo over the last couple of weeks, and they're feeling the energetic shifts that are going down literally in the physical body. We're noticing the new sensitivity. Myself, this week, I can't drink coffee anymore, and it's too much for me. And usually I was drinking 5 cups a day at least, and now it's like 0. So you can be noticing yourself sensitive to things all of a sudden. All of that's part of the energetic shifts that are going around. And again, a lot of people are getting that like an anxiety kind of energy and or that vertigo. And so this is where this month in particular, you want to make sure you stay hydrated. That lecithin is really good for hydration. It's also good for nerves, and it's good for this whole process that we're going through. It really keeps us hydrated, and people that have taken lecithin have been able to even get off anxiety medication and or depression medicine. So it's a good supplement there during this ascension time, let's just say. And so if you want any information about that, you could email me, and I'll give you some other tools to work with during this time. We always have the free energy exercises. So throughout the month of August, again, is the real emphasis in bringing in more joy and balance into your life. So think of this as the month of 8, and so think of infinity 8, and then the infinity 8 is a sideways 8. And so we want to bring balance into our life in all aspects of our life, to remember to breathe sometimes, especially when we're feeling that condensed energy. What we're doing collectively is learning to get out of the human doing process. And you can consider the human doing as literally the energy field is tilted forward, and it creates the veil. It creates the block. Our mental, emotional block, bodies create the energetic blocks. And so as we learn to energetically adjust ourselves and become open and much more in balance, then we're thinning the veil within our own energy fields, and then we have access to pierce the veil and go beyond the veil, because the veil is actually an illusion. When we get into balance, we realize it's our own blocks that we create a lot of times it's defense mechanisms, and it's unconscious, subconscious patterns, and so in the collective conscious pattern. So the more we strengthen our core energy field, the more we really feel this energetic shift, and we have our core strength, and we feel our own energy field is our best protection, so we don't get bombarded by the energy downloads that are happening right now, because these downloads are great things. These are good things. These are literally blueprints that are anchoring in a new earth, and we are like the new human, people have called it, meaning that we're holding a higher frequency energy. The higher frequency that we have, the more flow we have, the more life is like heaven on earth, creating heaven on earth now, being able to be in this world and not of it, as Jesus said thousands of years ago. So now we're having the opportunity to really understand what he meant, besides understanding that, hearing that saying as a concept. We're embodying that to be able to be here, be present, and be very open in our heart, but not of chaos, not of separation, not of duality. And so we're first front row PhD course here on learning how to navigate through life in that energetic posture of our divine self. And so the angels having the human experience is the theme for the rest of our incarnation, as far as I can see. And so it's a huge reawakening, rebirthing time, and everybody's feeling it. Masses of people are waking up. I've had clients that are coming in that are friends of people. people that wives that hid in the bringing in their husbands, that they ever came here and their husbands are now showing up and they never believed in anything of that I did before, and now they're some of them have been brought down to their knees, and that's why they're coming in, but at least they're ready to make some shifts in their life. And so I think that is all really great news. It's a sign of the major change that's going on right now, this wave of people waking up, of taking accountability and responsibility of how they're directing their life force and wanting to make the change. So it's a great time. And so this month we want to remember bringing in balance, bringing in joy, happiness, making sure you're hydrated enough. Think about the lecithin if it resonates with you. Bach flower remedies are really good, rescue remedy too. It just takes like the edge off when we could get hit with our own stuff or other people's stuff. As we become more sensitive, we really start picking up on other people's energy fields. And sometimes if you're walking by somebody that's very, very staticky, all of a sudden you could pick up that staticky energy and you were just having a really good energetic hair day. So it's all about being able to protect yourself in a posture of not of fear, but just a clean energy field is your own best protection. So recognizing that is the best thing that you could do. So that's a little tip of the month, and we're going to go to our first break and go to those phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'll be back in a few.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. So we have open phone lines, and you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be taking your phone calls right to the top of the hour. And, Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
All right, we'll do. Let's take Elisa. She's calling in from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and she's going through a huge shift lately, feeling a little bit out of place. Maybe we can get some direction for her. So, Elisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've also been I've worked with Carrie before and found her incredibly helpful. I've just recently traveled to Santa Fe from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and from there from Atlanta. And as I get a sense that I know what I think I want to do, then I get to a place and it just feels surreal, like I'm here but I'm not here.
Part of that, Lisa, is when I'm looking at your energy field right now, especially on your right side, it looks like you have this, like, glistening jelly. It almost looks like a gelatin that you'd see in a jellyfish or, like, a lily pad. It's like a clear jelly. And think of that, and it's right on your emotional body. It's, like, right in your physical body, emotional body. So there's a part of yourself that you're clearing out this. What I call it is that we now have access to what I call, like, the ancient artifacts, or where is a part in our energy field where we had the original split, where we got unplugged from knowing that we are a God source creator, right? We are part of that aspect, and we are that aspect. And so when we are able to plug ourselves back in, we have profound shifts in our energy field. And one of the symptoms is showing, like, these ancient artifacts. So you could call that jelly part of your ancient old artifact, right? So then sometimes you could feel slippery, meaning that would give the surreal feeling, you know? And so part of that is, like, your energy adjusting. And I also heard bring in fire. So make sure you welcome in the fire element, especially through the month of August, either with candles, sitting in front of a fire, and bring that energy into your chakras. It'll help burn that gelatin off, because what you want, the gelatin ends up becoming like your energy field. It's like energy tubes that have been collapsed down in this incarnation and others from trauma is what it is, and especially on that right side. So that's the way you connect to males, father's lineage, but also what's going on right now. So in a way, it's having you learn energetic flexibility, but also that the world is a safe place and that you could be passionate about things. And it's like being energetically being able to come out of the closet and plant yourself into this 3D realm where part of your foundational energies, your feet in particular, like curl your toes and like have a aspect that you feel safer in the spiritual realm than in the physical 3D realm. So it's really adjusting to being in this world and not of it is your theme of this lifetime, right? So being very present, being very grounded, and in this physical 3D, wonderful, beautiful earth, but not of the chaos and the separation, all that. And that's when it can feel surreal. That's when your body defense mechanism goes up into the spiritual body. That's when you tap into the other dimensions and either other, even other aspects of yourself that's not even of this planet, right? And so, and that's fine to do when we're very present. Then we know we're getting downloads and information and gifts from those aspects of ourselves. But when we are doing it, when our energy feels kind of split or kind of shaky or kind of slippery, then it feels like that surreal energy. So think of, again, this month in particular, and you'll know where to plant roots. And so where are you right now, Lisa? You end up back in New Mexico?
Yeah. Okay. I needed a place to go, and a friend needed some assistance with house sitting. And so I packed up my car and my cat, and I headed this way, and I've been actually feeling drawn to the Seattle area.
Interesting.
And I'm just in a massive transition of, you know, not knowing whether I'm staying working in the film industry or whether I want to open up a healing practice somewhere.
Okay.
And I just got here and I feel really disoriented.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, I would, especially through the month of August, it'd be a good idea for you to go check out Seattle, because either physically and or you could do it energetically too. A lot of times when I want to check out a place, in meditation, I go there and I check it out and I feel what it feels like. But you're so sensitive, before you put roots down, I definitely physically go there too. And it looks very green to you. And I do see the kind of the film industry. There's a lot of film up in Seattle, B.C. too. You know what I mean? And because I saw you going up toward the B.C. area, Seattle, B.C.
Yes.
So you might want to really check that out. And have you ever been there before?
I've been to the Vancouver, D.C. area,
okay.
And
okay.
Also the Portland area. And briefly, a few years ago, I was in Seattle.
Okay.
So it's been a long time.
Okay. All right. There's some sort of connections with B.C. that has to do with the film thing that makes connections in for you. So And if you could start with, I know a client in Washington State that does house sitting, and she, that's how she lives. She goes from house to house to house. Sometimes it's like 3 weeks, sometimes it's a month. And so I'm seeing you getting a gig like that. So I definitely see what's available in that department and check it out for, especially it looks like more towards the third to fourth week in August. Okay. So think of this month as really about grounding, bringing the fire, checking out Seattle, Washington, D.C. connections in particular. And because I do see that part of the energy that's very green is you stepping into healing practice, but deciding where you're going to land and where you're going to put to the healing practice. So because you have all the healing tools with you, it's just like kind of like a have bag, will travel kind of posture. So I definitely make plans on going up to Seattle and checking that out. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep up the good work, Lisa.
All right, thanks, Lisa. And, yes, good luck to you. And whatever they say, Carrie, it doesn't rain here all the time. So if she decides to move to Seattle, we welcome her with open
arms.
There
you go. I think Seattle is absolutely beautiful. I love the energy of Washington State and Seattle. And I was there, and it didn't rain when I was there for the whole week of August one time a couple of years ago.
It's all hype.
It is all hype. I don't know. That Grey's Anatomy, I'll just mix it all up.
We've had better days, and we are expecting a great week this week. And John is actually calling in from Seattle. He will experience the mid to high 70s all week with us, sunshine. But he's also dealing with a few family issues around some inheritance him and his sister has just received. So let's see if we can help him out with that. John, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, John?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a question. I had an uncle, aunt and uncle, and they passed along an inheritance to five people in our family, three from my aunt's side of the family and two from my side. And one cousin was not included, and it was due to my aunt's. She had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And when she went to the lawyer to make some modifications, she apparently forgot to include this other cousin who was in there all along previous to that point.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you saw any way to resolve that. I sent a letter out and tried to did my best to be as neutral and loving and pointing out that that's what my uncle and aunt would have done.
Right,
and that we should all divide our big sum of money and give it to the cousin.
Right, right. And are three out of, do you meet in resistance with two and a half?
No, I don't know, because I just, they're receiving my letter today.
Okay, all right. The first thing I'm seeing, two and a half, so that means to me two people obviously, hold back at first, and then one person's more on the fence. But as things settle down in them, especially, I would emphasize the history, that the cousin was always there, and that they obviously knew that the dis-ease was what got the aunt, and that there ends up being, one person that could be kind of really on the edge. But in the long run, when they first kind of hold back and other people are joining in, that they have a thing of that they don't want to be like the cheese stands alone, like the one person that's saying no, too bad, that, because it could have been any of you, to be honest. You know what I mean? She could have forgotten,
yeah.
I would gently remind, you know what, it could have been you, it could have been you, it could have been you. And so, and especially because you have obviously proof that she didn't purposely, consciously put somebody out in the will. So think of, John, that your job is as the bridger, because I see you with a great big bridge over your head to initiate this, but also if people end up resisting it or whatever, just do what you have to do for yourself and anybody that joins you. And if anybody ends up holding out, just think of it that there are no mistakes. And even as the will came out, that there's some sort of karmic thing, and not meaning that the cousin isn't able to do it. Sometimes it's the aunt said it in the process for people to come to the compassionate decision with themselves and be able to, I don't want to say do the right thing because it's you know what I mean?
It is the right thing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It definitely is.
Yeah. So, it ends up kind of through shame or embarrassment, people kind of go in. You know what I mean? They don't want to look that foolish, but they could keep their cards close to their chest at first. But and I do see slight resistance from two, but when more people hear that people are going in, especially, I would just keep on emphasizing the history, that the cousin was always involved, and so it's just you guys are just finishing out what They might say if the cousin was already involved and that there was other wills, why didn't they just take an old will and wherever all the names were and just recopy it over? So they could feel that they have a point. Do you understand? Do you know what I mean? So, because a lot of times if you revise it, you take the old one and you just write things that, out, right? But so just be prepared for that point. You know what I mean? So they could...
Sure.
It's like just doing that. And again, you're a part of the bridger. You delivered the message. And I'm seeing over the next 2.5 days. Did you do certified letters?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Because there could be with one or of them something with the letter. So within, I'd say 2.5 days, people are getting their stuff settled in. And so maybe over the weekend, if it feels, did you have a time of contacting you?
No, not yet.
Okay. Right.
I was just throwing that out there and just seeing how they felt about it.
Yep. Just hold the space that it's all going to, you did your part as the major theme here. You did your part of trying to bridge, go down to the part of what you feel is right for you. And even if like one person kind of stands out, well, you guys still could decide to do what you want to do with it. Do you know what I mean? You guys still can get together and give the cousin something. So,
right.
Yep. So it's you did your part.
Okay.
So they'll end up coming along, even if it's like a shame thing because they don't want to stick out. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Okay.
You're welcome. You have a great day, John. All right. You're listening to the Gary O'Connor Show. We're going to a break, and we're going back to the phone lines in a few minutes. Be back in a few.
Get ready to feel more alive.
Very good.
Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867. Or visit bambusa.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and earth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and so you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we do those?
Will do. Let's take Mary. She's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina, and she's trying to create a career change. She's been headed down a particular path, but it's coming down to the wire for her to make that decision. So we're going to see if we can help her out or get her some better direction. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So what's up? What's going on?
Well, I've been trying to develop a new career path using Reiki energy to both treat people and animals, but also I design T-shirts that convey the Reiki energy.
Cool.
And I've been kind of guided to start selling those on the internet, et cetera, and I've been working toward that, but it's just kind of been a slower process than I expected, and it's now coming back to the time where I normally would go back to teaching, but I'd really like to switch into this new path, and I'm wondering, you know, which way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I look at you energetically, you have your right foot, 1.5 foot in front of the left foot, and you're stepping into the new career, and the left foot is up in the air, and it has a little chain around it, and we're getting rid of that chain right now because that chain is like doubt about stepping in, and it's just old fears, unconscious fears, old patterns, that kind of deal, as far as can I step into this, and will it be profitable, and can I make a living on this, all of those kind of deals. And so we want to put our feet energetically, like to see the feet together and pointing forward, and actually 2 feet apart to have that grounding cord there. So you're going through this literal foundational change to be able to say, can I stand in as a new business owner, Reiki practitioner, changing my careers. And actually, I'm really noticing a big thing about around your throat chakra, too. Is there some male that is really worried that you won't make a living around you?
Is there some
male that is worried about
I'm seeing
a male hand around your throat, right? And so when I see that, that's either connected to your male in energy, right? But I see an outline of a male, a person, and that could even, because it's kind of like a Scotty beam in and out kind of energy. So when I see this male energy that is just like, looks like heat wave. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Scotty beam me up when they beam up on Star Trek, where they beam in and out of the track thing. When I see that kind of energy, when it's not a fully formed person, that means to me excuse me?
I'm sorry. There are two possible people. One romantic, the other my son.
Okay. I would go more toward the romantic, because I was going to say it looks like a husband, male, an older male, and the son could also hold some things, but part of him is he holds it energetically different than the partner. And both of them, it's like a part of a concern for you, but the way it affects the right side of your energy field is connection to your males, and even going back to your male lineage as far as your father's history, especially their work history, as far as grandfather, great-grandfather, because I'm seeing that there's a history of people having the rug get pulled out underneath them after they have high hopes or thinking that they're secure, and then all of a sudden things get shifted. So that's part of your energetic history, that you're clearing out any kind of residual energy that could happen to you, right? And so, and when we had that in our history, it's literally part of like our genetics. And so this is where you're stepping away from it. So that's like the energetic hand around the throat, right? And the throat is how we speak out, and we want our volume loud in our throat chakra, especially when we're trying to do a business. And so think of this time right now over the month of August, and even the first over the next 8 days, 8 hours. It's a real thing with you, this right now in front of your face. Do you have to make a decision whether you're going back to teaching, like you have to let somebody know within the next 8 days?
Yes, in the next couple of weeks, yes.
Okay. All right, because your energy is really, really contracted with that. All right. And I see you've given yourself a measuring tape, and do you have any kind of savings that you could use as a cushion?
Not a lot.
Okay. All right. This is where the energy is contracting. So the biggest thing, Mary, is like, especially if your energy is almost split in half, and already saying that, I have to see flow coming in really, really quickly for me to step away from teaching. You know what I mean? And so this is, and when we're contracting the energy, we could even be preventing the flow, right? So think of that. I can do that teaching could be my backup job, and so you're energetically putting teaching behind you so you could be open to step into the new business of the Reiki master in the T-shirt part, but as you're stepping into it, it could take time. So what concerns me is the way that your energy is so contracted, and it has this, like, big time thing that looks like a time bomb, like ticking, 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 ticking. You have males around you that are nervous, and so consciously or unconsciously, it will be challenging to be around their energy without going into, like, a doubt posture, and that's where I see that left foot with the chain around it, like, kind of hung up. And does that mean you can't step into this and absolutely do it and have success? No. It's like just changing this pattern. It's aware, being very aware of what's going on and saying, okay, I'm going for this. I'm going for, I'm following what feels right for me. I'm trusting and allowing myself, and I'm putting myself totally into this. And this is my new career path, and I'm energetically backing myself up, right? But also the thing of not being so hard on yourself that it has to be this or that you could be in a transition period where as you are going out with the teaching and the Reiki and the T-shirts that, the teaching could be gradually behind you. You know what I mean? So if there's such a crunch where you need a whole bunch of money coming in immediately and you're not seeing it coming in immediately, just think of the teaching as a bridging job as you're getting into stepping into doing the Reiki and the T-shirts. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so
very
much.
Very good. You're welcome. Have a good night. Good day, Mary.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mary, for calling in. And it leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll now head off to Prescott, Arizona, and Lindsay's calling in. She's been through, a tough, I guess, 8 years through her business. I'll let her kind of, you know, go a little detail in a little more detail on what's going on. But lately, it's been some tough times, some HR, also some corruption issues. I'm going with a big mess here, Carrie, on what she's going through. So let's see if we can help her out with it. Lindsay, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. How are you doing today, Carrie?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good, and I'm very glad that your friend is okay.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Well,
so what's going on?
We work with. Let me tell you what's going on. I have a durable medical equipment business, and we provide power mobility equipment and also the lifts that carry these things, amongst other things. And when we first opened, I attempted to get on being a supplier and installer for the local VA, and the person who was in charge of that then said, sure, we'd love to use you. But by the time I opened my business, he had left and someone else came in, entirely different energy, a very rather sexist individual and very unfair and I think involved in malfeasance, if I dare use that term. And so he pretty much just played around with me, and I heard through people telling me directly that he had said he just wasn't going to give me the business. I was a woman. I didn't know what I was doing, yada, yada, and his, lieutenant. And so we basically got kind of blackballed, and then he retired, but his right-hand person has carried on that flame, and she's pretty unbalanced individual. And anyway, it's just been very frustrating. We've done everything we need to do. We have the accreditations. We're the closest geographically. We have the most experience and the training. We do the best for we can do the best for the customers, and it just really yanks my chain when I hear from a customer that they were sent to the neighboring town to get their lift installed and that we're still not getting this VA business. And I don't know whether just to give it up entirely or if there's anything energetically I can do. I did the gold coin reading with you back in June. That went really well, and I've had another reading with you that's been great. And what do you see? What can I do?
What I was seeing is that I would definitely put the whole 8 year thing in a ball and put it on the right behind you and put all the trauma, the frustration, all of it, and just energetically it's like energetically you're just disconnecting for it, or just thinking of it. It's like one book that's closing all the chapters, because it really mirrored the theme that you came in here with, entitlement. And so it's like turning around what I call the upside down crown. And so when I see that, it's like literally coming in here with entitlement issues. And so they're mirroring that, they're saying you're not entitled. So you got the guy coming in saying you're a woman, you're this and that. And so you're saying, you know what, I came in here with that belief system, that like a karmic pattern that has been on forever, but now my crown is right side up, and the crown actually goes through your body, and then you're standing on the crown, which means embodying that empowerment. empowerment. It's a lot of some third chakra issues, right? So I would it's like energetically stepping away from the VA and kind of giving it a breather, but it's not long, like a week, week and a half, and then going in there with new energy. And so it's like when you put your energy away, they even feel you differently. It's like that they, because you're energetically showing a new energy pattern with it. And so I see the new owner, first of all, getting confused and wondering, because people are starting to feel energy patterns, and so at first you could say, why does this energy feel so so different? So it's an opportunity to do new things with it, but I definitely like cut the ties with it and be willing just to step back. And especially every time you hear somebody saying that they had to go to an over neighboring town, that's like a punch in your gut, Lindsay. You know what I mean? Punch in your gut is a punch in your gut. And that it's part of the little Lindsay can take that really personally. And then it goes back to the crown thing, right? And so saying, you know what, these people, this VA does not define me, and it does not they're not the make it or break it with me in this business. And so, and actually the way that they're posturing yourself, it's like energetically blocking you from more flow, from more to different venues. And so say when you put it over to your left side, you're saying, I'm done with them being a big reflection of what I am. Nothing on the outside defines me. So, and especially a VA that's holding old energy. So I'm willing to close it off and be able to like pause for like a week, 2 weeks, and then start like a new energetically, and you'll notice that things start really shifting there in all departments of your life, but especially toward that VA. Being willing to just let it go, and then all of a sudden it can come back around again. All right?
Okay, Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lindsay. You're welcome. Keep up the good work there, all right?
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to our last break of the show. We're coming back with your phone calls. So you listen to the Carrie Conner Show. Talk to you in a few.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-802.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
2050.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Welcome back. I'm Carol Connor, and you're listening to The Carol Connor Show, and you could call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we're taking your phone calls until the top of the hour, until 2 o'clock or Eastern Time. What is that, East Western Time? Minus 3 hours. Was it 12? Yeah.
Wait, what was the first time you said?
I said 2 o'clock is my time, is Eastern time, is 2 time. I mean,
it'd be 11 Eastern. Over here, yeah.
11.
There you go.
So it ends at 12, right? At West
yeah.
West time? Yeah, okay. All right, 2 Eastern, 12.
No, you're getting confused. It's 10 o'clock Eastern to 11 okay. here. Okay, so that'll be 1 to 2 over there.
1 to 2. Yeah, 1 to 2 here on Eastern. Western is...
There you go.
11 to 12.
We'll get our facts straight.
There we are. So we're taking phone calls for the next 10 minutes. How about that?
How about that? Yeah. That makes it a little easier.
And you could call 1-800-930-2819.
Who's driving this car? Really?
I don't know.
Who's driving?
I tell you. with the phone calls that have been coming in, and I was just as I was thinking about last night, because when I was on the show last night, there was many, many callers that were experiencing this transition, and the theme is going on today, from John with his family of wanting to do the right thing, and really if he has a bridger energy, so it could feel like he's going through an emergency of speaking up and being the voice for the family of doing the putting light into something that's off balance, because this is what's going on right now. Anything that has been off balance or hidden or in the dark or corrupt, just like with Lindsay, the business, the VA being corrupt, and the energy through August is where, just think of patterns that is going into those places, scenarios, and situations in people that are holding their dark side, their shadow side, their fear side. And so we don't even have to worry about that, like fixing anybody else. The energy patterns are taking care of itself. It's like, imagine a great big light that's self-regulating, and it has its energy, its creator force energy, its God force energy that knows how to seek balance, and it goes where things are off balance. And so people, situations, and scenarios that have been off balance, been corrupt, been really even getting away with stuff. All you have to do is look at the papers, and you see that people are uncovering different things that have been going on for a long time. This is part of the whole cleansing, clearing process that we're all going through. So a good thing to remember is that that trusting and allowing, that we don't have to worry about saying that, you know, I have to go fight City Hall, you know what I mean? Because City Hall is going to get taken care of fight by itself. The best way you can fight City Hall goes back to you. How do you hold your energy field? Are you grounded? Are you clear? And if you keep it simple and say, you know what, every single time that I am in balance, I am radiating out a symmetrical energy that is flow, and so I'm adding more flow into my life, to the people around me, to my scenarios, to my situation, to my work, my home, my family, and into the earth grid. So I am adding, I'm doing my job as a light bearer, a forerunner in the energy, in the earth lifetime, and adding more light. Or I'm adding more static. It's as simple as that. I'm adding more static and asymmetrical patterns, which will create more staticky asymmetrical patterns with our own life, or I'm adding more flow and more symmetry in my life. And it's, again, into the light energy goes to those asymmetrical patterns and helps to get them back into symmetry, get them back into balance. And so, again, it goes back to our biggest job is ourself, to be able to get ourself back into balance, clear out our old patterns. And what I'm so excited about, when I look into people's energy fields, I'm literally seeing that we're going back to what I call the original split, or it could be called the original, I'm doing air quotes, sin, of where, and sin in the name of where we felt separated and got separated from feeling connected to Source, God, Creator, to realize that we are the angels having the human experience, that we are that divine spark of divinity. And it's a, quote, air quote, sin of going behind the veil and forgetting that. And this is not, the sin is a man-made word. I really want to emphasize that. So this is a real time of reconnecting and feeling the energy and taking the things that we've heard for thousands of years, as far as you can do this too and more, be the angel having a human experience, taking those sayings and living them instead of having them as concepts. And for the last years, they've been, collectively, we've been living them as concepts. We hear them. We say, yes, that makes sense, and we feel ourselves opening up, and we get excited, and then we start going for it. And now, this time in particular, this year in particular, it's embodying that energy pattern of embodying and being that angel having a human experience, being that divine spark of divinity, and radiating that divinity from the inside of your physical body out to the infinite grids. And the more we do that, the more we find ourselves being in balance. And it doesn't mean we don't have bad hair days, or we can have stuff happening to us that that's part of the human experience, but we can navigate it through it better. We can be in this world but not of the chaos of separation during this whole rebirthing time, and we'll have plenty of opportunities to be able to rebalance ourselves, because the energies that are coming down, the more you are wider energetically, the more you're holding that higher frequency energy, and that higher frequency energy is love. And that love is beyond any kind of word that we know. It's unconditional love, and we're getting to get the taste of it, and it's been, we're soul hungry for it, and it's been so long that we have been totally connected and feeding ourselves energetically with this unconditional love. And so that unconditional love goes through and clears out our tubes, our drainage that has been blocked with emotional and mental blocks forever. Our emotional and mental bodies create literally the veil. The veil separates us from the higher self, the celestial realms. And so when we're able to pierce through the veil, and it all starts within, then we're able to create and hold that higher frequency, which literally becomes our own protection. Our own energy field starts radiating at a higher frequency, and then things can't latch on to us as far as other people's lower frequency energies. When they throw arrows, when somebody does a dirty look, it's like I was explaining this to my kids again, it's like 50 gazillion arrows are going out of their energy field and going into that person's energy field and popping like their bubble. And that's just a dirty look. Never mind like when you get off in cut off in traffic. Now let's picture a family member that you're really charged with, let's say an ex-husband that you felt really did you wrong and that you're still holding resentment with, and then you don't even have to see him energetically. You have tubes that are going to him, and that you're having a conversation with him, whether you're physically talking to him or not. And so when we take energetic responsibility, it's like where we can look in our life and say, where do I have unfinished business? Where am I still holding on to resentment? Where do I still hold on to things aren't fair, right? And then when we have, a friend of mine has a saying that life isn't fair, you know what I mean? And when we adapt that life isn't fair, then we could really realize that everything is fair, that there is a divine order in everything. I keep on going back to John with the one cousin that wasn't written in the will. You could look at that on a cosmic way, that there's no mistakes, and that cousin was excluded for the other cousins to have an opportunity to choose which direction do they want to go into. And so we're constantly, each and every single one of us, are given opportunities to what decision are we going to make? Are we going to add, again, more symmetry and balance in a sense of unity, looking outside of ourselves and saying, is this good for me and the whole, or is it going to be for me as an ego me? Or it's like redefining what we see as ourselves as me. And then we're able to go into this sense of what I call the in-breath, out-breath, of being very aware of the infinite body and the finite body at the same time. So when you take the in-breath, you breathe in, and you're aware of your physical temple, your body temple, your physical essence, and you radiate the energy out. And then the out-breath, you breathe out, and you feel yourself connected to the infinite God Creator energy. And then you breathe it in. You bring that infinite energy into you. So when we are able to get to that point of feeling the infinite as we're in the finite body, we have so much energetic backing. It's like the first place when I read people's energy fields, I always look at the back of them. And many people in the back of their energy fields, they have big holes, like Swiss cheese holes. And so that tells me that if we don't feel energetically backed up, if we don't feel supported, consciously or unconsciously, most of us aren't going to move ahead and go out of jobs, situations, scenarios, marriages that are toxic, relationships that are toxic because we'd rather stay in something that's comfortable and toxic than it go to the unknown. But when we feel energetically supported, when we feel backed up, when we know that we are so loved and supported that our back is covered, that we don't have to worry about somebody coming up behind our back and stabbing us in the back or pulling our rug out underneath us, then we're able to really totally live life. We don't get into the mental, emotional bombardment that many people are feeling right now. So as we are going through this birthing process, understand you're going to become much more sensitive. And that means picking up on other people's emotions, picking up on other people's energy fields. That's part of the whole thing that we are all connected and that we are all one. So, of course, it makes sense that we're going to be more connected and sensitive to other people's energies. And so when you first feel an energy shift, if it feels kind of shaky, you want to ask yourself, is this mine? And what part is mine? Because if you you wouldn't have shakiness if you were totally in that body, because your energy would be spinning, and so that nothing could latch onto you. You just want to think of that. So when you feel like hit or bombarded, you want to get to the theme as the bottom line, because when we have access to our themes, to me what it looks like is we have access to hundreds of thousands of these balls, and these balls are our stories. And when I look into them, when I'm telling somebody a story about their energy field, I'm going down a tube, and I'm going into the ball, and I'm explaining to them what's in the ball. It could be them at 3 years old, 2 years old, where they experience trauma, and that it covers their view of how they look at life for this incarnation and what is their theme that they came in here with. All right. Oh, good. Listen to Carrie O'Connor Show. Talk to you next week. May you align with the divine.